gimmick I want, even though I've got pretty much everything else planned out.
What's your concept? And we'll see what gimmick fits it.
I want to play somebody... Okay, this is going to sound real out of character for me, I know. But I want to play somebody real loud. And with a really terrible gimmick and catchphrase.
What if it's just Rip?
No, it's not Rip. As much as I would love some kind of stupid cross promotion like that, no.
Well, as soon as you decided to join us for this one, I figured you'd either be an anti-hero or a monster. So
I'm thinking about the monster.
Yeah.
I mean, the monster, pretty solid choice in terms of...
For loud.
Yeah, you can always kind of make your presence known.
But also kind of just a legitimately terrible person. Like, not like a terrible person, like a... I don't know if I'm going to be a heel. I just mean, like... He's going to be...
Oh, go for it. You know you want to be.
I don't know. I don't really know yet. All I know is he's just got a really shitty gimmick that I'm going to roll with as hard as I can.
You don't have to be evil to be loud.
Exactly.
You could just be
like me,
annoying.
It yeah, makes, like me it, in real life.
It certainly makes it more fun, though. If you're going to be loud, you might as well be evil.
Yeah. I'm thinking about just using a gimmick that I've had for, like, stupid side characters in, like, our game.
I mean, you could be one of those wrestlers who, they have a very unique style, but that does not change at all, like, whether they're a good guy or bad guy. They're the exact same person.
I'm thinking, like, okay, Ironicus, you'll probably remember this, and Kraken, you might, I don't, mm-hmm. I mean, you remember when we had that NPC in 13th Age? Maybe this was an Ix's game. And not ours. But he had a character in one game whose name was Big Higgs Boson. And I just did this fucking voice for him the entire game. And that's just, you'll see what I end up doing. It's gonna be real fucking stupid.
Sounds good. That could totally, I mean, that the, you know, the monster is just, like, if you're just huge, just a physically huge person, you can pretty much do the, you know, that's fulfilling the monster gimmick. So that sounds like it could very well fit. You could also be a manager if you didn't want to actually wrestle and just interfere with stuff all the time.
I absolutely want to wrestle.
I mean, there are definitely managers that fit the loud theme.
Yeah, but if you want to do stuff in the ring, then manager's not so great.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, I'm
leaning towards building my concept in either the High Flyer or the Technician playbooks.
Both good choices. Good wrestly choices.
I want Johnny Young Bots to be very wrestly.
That is an incredible name.
That's probably a good start for a wrestler, is to be wrestly.
Yeah, I mean, it's not where everyone starts, but it's definitely... a good choice.
Not required, but...
Right. So the main difference, I mean, other than, you know, moveset and whatnot, mm-hmm. but kind of, like, the tone of play, the main difference between the two is that the High Flyer is actually very easy to get audience and be popular, and the Technician is actually rather difficult in a single session, because they start out with such a shitty look score.
Right.
So if you want to come out of the gate and be able to get big pops and everything, High Flyer's more the way to go. If you are interested in having to prove yourself in the ring in order to get popular, that would be for the Technician.
One sec, I'm going to throw something real quick.
Hello. Everybody say hello to Garbad. Garbad, say hello to our guest, Nathan Paletta.
Hello, and
you've played with the rest of us, so... So, meh. Only say hello if you want to.
Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
There's no server for you to destroy this time, so... No choice.
Is there not? How are we doing rolls?
Honor system? Find a roller or a pair of dice to your liking.
Okay. If you just type in dice roll into Google, you can go to, you can find wizards.com's dice roller that's been there for 10 years unchanged.
I'm going to jump into the second strike channel. I checked the first strike channel. That one is still down.
We've salted the digital earth. What was the function you wanted Roll20 to do again?
Normally what I do is I either tell it to do like 100d100 or roll 1d6, reroll anything less than 7. This time I did 200, I think it was 200d100, reroll anything less than 101, and it could not handle that. For some reason, I don't understand why.
It's been a few weeks, and if you load up that campaign in Roll20, it will crash immediately, still.
Yeah. Are we live? We probably shouldn't be spreading that around.
We shouldn't be spreading the nuclear option.
Yeah. Nuclear option? I missed that part.
That was
well.
How are we ruin this entire website that these people work very hard to build?
Hey, you know, that's the name of my wrestler, the nuclear option. No, I'm just kidding. Pretty okay. Good.
All right, if everyone has their drinks and such, we can start on time. It's actually 7:30 or 8:30,
like,
depending.
One more minute.
Okay.
But yeah, then I'll be ready. I've got something in the microwave real quick.
Well, good, because you have 1 minute, according to my clock.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be done by then. This is a Powered by the Apocalypse game, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I got my 2d6.
2d6.
Yeah.
So is everything a 2d6?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I went and dug out some dice.
I need to get some dice at some point.
I bought a big old pack of like 36 D6s. It's pretty nice.
I'd probably get more than D6s. But...
Well, yeah, I mean, I have a set of like polyhedral dice too. But...
There is one like pool number that you'll have to track. If you actually print it out a sheet, there's a spot for momentum that you can just keep notes in, or if not, you might want to just have a piece of paper or
a notepad file
or something. Yeah, that you'll start with one or two, and then you'll like gain it and spend it for bonuses over the course of the session. So that's the only other like record keeping piece. Everything else is just on your sheet.
Finally, a use for Windows sticky notes.
Uh-huh.
Wait, what?
Windows has built-in sticky notes.
What, really?
Type sticky notes into your program.
Huh. How about that? That's kind of cool, actually. I didn't know that existed.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that.
I think it's more convenient than having Notepad open. If you just need to type something down for a second.
Can I make it any other color than yellow?
I think so.
Good. Anyway, my food's ready, so what's up?
Yeah, if you right-click on the sticky note, you can change it to another color. I actually used the sticky note thing for one of my jobs that I worked at last year. Because they would have us like make all these notes for the calls we would have to make. And we would put them in sticky notes and just leave them there 24/7.
I like whoever decided, like, you know the stereotype of the person who puts sticky notes on their monitor, and they're like, wait a second, that's actually a really useful way to keep a static piece of tiny information in front of your face.
We'll just put it inside the monitor.
Yeah, what if we put it inside the computer? I do appreciate the fact that we are doing this counter-programming to watching Raw, which is warming my heart.
Okay.
Like, exactly during Raw is when we're recording this, which is kind of funny.
I don't remember the last time I watched Raw.
I've been drifting in and out. I haven't watched, like, I watched last week, and I literally don't remember anything that happened.
I'm going to bet punching happened.
Yeah, there was some punching.
Maybe 20 minutes of punching and 2 hours and 45 minutes of talking.
Something like that.
Gotta fill all these slots.
Now everyone's good to go.
Yeah. I'm eating cartoon character-shaped macaroni and cheese and talking about wrestling. It's like I'm a kid again.
Yes. I'm eating steak and potatoes.
Hell yeah!
Do you have Ninja Turtles on your TV while doing this?
No.
Alright, I'm gonna start. Cool. Good. Alright, pause for editing break. Let me make a note of the timestamp.
Don't step on my old Kentucky shoes, blah 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 blah.
Okay, unless anyone wants to, you know, get up and get more snacks or anything, you want to go right into character creation.
I'm going to go ahead and grab a drink, and then I am ready.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to throw away this empty bowl of mac and cheese that I just pounded.
I am going to get myself an adult beverage.
Hell yeah.
Right back.
It's finally aged. It is at least 18 years old.
It can vote now, so I can drink it.
I'm going to eat some applesauce. It's on my desk already.
Awesome. I mean, we can just start pitching concepts. Does anybody have a concept they'd like to share? Or a gimmick that they want to lock down and call dibs on?
Someone was talking about making a female wrestler. So based off of that, my wrestler would be the veteran, Tommy the Cat, who is a guy who's been wearing the same old fishing hat since 1985 and is really upset that women are making a movement on what he sees as a man's sport.
I can dig that. All right. There's only four of us and there's 10 playbooks, so I don't think we're going to be stepping on each other's toes too much. I want to call the high flyer, but if anyone else has a really good high flyer idea, I'll switch to technician with the same idea.
Cause so basically, again, going from WCW, you just don't want to be champion.
Right. High flyers, fortunately, have no mechanical barrier to becoming champion.
Yeah, I was actually looking for that when I was looking at high flyers. I was like, "Where's the rule that says they can never be champion?"
The rule
Rey Mysterio has been the champion for about half an hour.
Yeah, he was
until John Cena came out and took the belt back because he's John Cena.
Well, see, John Cena just has a special. He has a custom gimmick.
The Cena clause.
Just being John Cena.
He just can walk in the room and say, "Hey, I'd like that belt."
The Cena clause is the worst Tim Allen movie. He did not have the...
Oh, I thought that's what you were referencing.
He just lacked the physical presence. He didn't convince me.
Oh no, I've accidentally...
The fake beard was just... They really should have put more...
Oh no, I accidentally killed John Cena. Now these jorts are magically growing on my legs.
Oh man.
See, it's a good thing we never break recording and we just cut the one recording into pieces. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will say, once we get started, it does make it a little easier to stay on track if we don't bring in the real world mudslinging
okay. That
we all feel about John Cena. just because it is easy for that just to turn into...
So there goes our plan to start an all anti-Cena faction. Live out our fantasies.
Maybe in the second episode.
Yeah.
Nah. Build up to it.
Joking aside, I don't really dislike John Cena that much. I think he's fine.
He's a perfectly formulated guy.
I remember when he was introduced.
When he was a rapper?
Yeah. No, that what happened was he was introduced. A lot of people, you know, thought he was fantastic, but he was introduced at the same time as Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah. I
mean, and so nobody in creative...
Wasn't his first match a six-man tag match, too, where he was basically destroyed instantly?
The first thing he did was because they were pushing...
No, it was Survivor Series, I think.
What happened is Kurt Angle was trying to basically say everybody's a wuss.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, let's get one of the new guys out here. And that's when he came in. What do you have? and he goes, "Ruthless aggression," and then punches Kurt Angle.
And then setting the tone.
And then basically he gets buried. And like, he didn't have a character for the longest time until he pretended to be a rapper on Halloween. And then that just kind of faded into his character, and he became kind of a white boy rapper.
That's incredible.
I did like hit that one WrestleMania where he came, it was in Chicago, so of course he came out with a bunch of Chicago gangsters on an old Ford Model T. And then one of the gangsters was actually CM Punk.
Yep. It was when he first signed to ECW, WWE's version.
Yeah, I think that was his first TV appearance on-screen appearance.
So, Trackle, do you have a gimmick you're looking at?
I'm thinking the hardcore.
Okay. Then the high flyer is clear for me, and I'm taking it.
Mm-hmm. Kind of my character concept is I'm going for a really serious, like a wrestler who really wants to be taken seriously.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So yeah, but you're
hardcore.
All right. I guess I should intro this segment properly.
What do Garbad and Nate have?
We've got a veteran, a monster. Yeah, that's what we've got, a veteran and a monster.
Guess which one I am.
So, wait, who's... my character kind of depended on somebody being female, otherwise I'll have to change
it. Oh, that was mine.
So, are you still female, or am I changing it? Okay.
You're a hardcore lady?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Yes, we have there is no gender split on our roster.
Okay.
Also, that you can wrestle each other?
Yeah.
You don't have to be, like, China to get into a wrestling match?
No. It's more like, I don't know, anything, like Chikara or something.
If you want to wrestle, you can wrestle.
Yes.
Hey, I have a quick rules question.
Yeah.
The veteran has a move called Top of the Card. When you demand a match, it must be granted by creative. Do I have to be involved in that match?
No. You can demand that someone else is in a match. Like, you could book a match between two other people, for sure.
Yoink.
Give you some, a little booking power.
Awesome.
Yeah, the veteran, if you want to be like most like mechanically effective, the veteran is pretty much the all-round best way to do that.
Oh no, I figured out the best way to be mechanically effective.
Oh yeah, are you the, oh, with your, the anti-hero starting
I'm
point.
The one with the, I'm the one with the class change where you roll threes for everything.
Right. So, it was funny you said that, and I was like, I don't really, like, I'm like, sure, that would, if that's fun, like, that sounds awesome. But technically, for the Twitch the Curtain, you do have to be airing legit grievances to be rolling that real stat. So, as long as you keep coming up with legit grievances.
The thing is that they're the junkie character.
Mm-hmm.
Rolls real for almost everything.
When they're high.
When they're high. So right. They just become super powered on heroin, which is actually what heroin does.
Right, as long as you don't start out as every gimmick can go to the wasted, because that's where you can come back to almost anything else. But starting out as the wasted is actually probably the worst way to do it. Because they're real sucks.
All right. I'm going to start now. Okay? All right.
Oh, we're not going to talk about how heroin is a wonder drug?
No, we're not going to talk about how John Cena's on heroin. We're just not.
And that's why WCW went under. All this comes together.
Because they didn't use enough heroin.
I don't think that was the problem.
Good night, folks. We haven't even started. Okay.
All right, so we're going to take a break to do the booking?
Yep, take a break to do the booking. Everyone else can take a break to, I don't know.
Go to the bathroom.
Pretzels? You got pretzels? Now's the time to retrieve your pretzels.
Pretzel break. Any loud snacks that you've been saving?
Watch 10 minutes of your favorite movie.
You can watch a segment of Sonic Boom. Don't, but you could. Oh.
You could watch a wrestling match.
Yeah.
Maybe. You can watch the Finger Poke of Doom a lot. You watch the
introduction.
You guys
want to
watch. If you haven't really gotten into wrestling, look for the introduction of the wrestler known as the Shocker in WCW. It is fantastic.
Shockmaster. The Shockmaster.
Shockmaster. Okay.
All right, yeah.
That was nice. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You absolutely need to see.
I will be right
back.
Give
me a link to this.
Yeah, legendary for one of the most botched intros of all time.
In, like, every conceivable way, too.
In every dimension. Like, not only was it a bad idea,
it was... I'm linking it, Nate.
Any fucked up.
Yes. This is going to be really embarrassing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Especially when you see the Shockmaster's costume. Not just his interest, but the costume, too.
Holy shit. He just went right through that thing.
My favorite part is that his helmet is literally
a stormtrooper mask when they put it in glitter.
With glitter.
That is in.
And then they zoom in on it.
Oh man, that is literally just a stormtrooper mask.
My two favorite things about it are, I think, I forget who's there. Is it Booker T? Someone off camera goes, "What the fuck?" And then. And then they keep on trying to do the promo, and the actual voice is, I think it's Ole Anderson on a mic backstage, is, like, who's doing the voice. So he didn't, like, know that it got fucked up, and he just kept going with it. So good.
Oh, man, he just goes right through it.
Yeah. I think the story behind it, the trip, is the... When they were building the set, there was a beam inside the wall that wasn't supposed to be there.
Oh, there was a stud or something that wasn't supposed to be there?
Yeah, and he just hit it and just went ass over tea kettle right through the wall. But still, like, the helmet looks like they did it, like, as he was running toward the wall and just slapped it on his head, like the glitter's falling off onto his clothes as he's talking, like...
So we've officially introduced him to the Shockmaster?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did it include the Sting interview right behind it? Where he's like, "Yeah, the Shockmaster!" And nobody reacts.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's part of it. Yeah. And who is it? I know the clip pretty well, because actually a couple friends of mine have a one episode in, but aiming to do more regularly, old WCW review podcast that we started called Shockmasters, because that's that's our thing. But we're talking about the...
You could expand it to say the Shockmasters in the Dungeon of Doom.
Could be, but Shockmasters more fully encapsulates what we're...
Yeah.
Kind of what we're going for. Yeah, it's Booker T. He's just like, "What the fuck?"
Okay, I just sat back down, and there's a guy with a rhinestone-covered stormtrooper helmet.
Yeah, that's the Shockmaster.
That was his debut
into the wrestling world.
Yeah, that was about it. He almost knocked himself unconscious going through that wall.
And I think it's Ric Flair and Sting and some other guys.
Yeah.
And they're just trying not to just lose their minds.
Still, trying so hard.
Still better than that guy with the bull's head just trundling in circles.
What about Gobbledygooker?
That one I've heard of.
Gobbledygooker was an amazing... Especially because they had that build-up where they would just wheel out this giant egg and just leave it next to the ring for, like, weeks beforehand. And this whole mystery of, like, what's inside the egg? And apparently the story is that for a while it was going to be The Undertaker.
Why would The Undertaker just be in an egg?
Well, because that was before he was The Undertaker, and that was originally going to be his gimmick, but he just said no.
If we're talking about old gimmicks, can we talk about Kane's Isaac Yankum DDS?
What?
Kane, who is a 7-plus-foot-tall wrestler.
Literal demon. Literal fire-summoning demon.
He started out as, well, he didn't start out, but he had several roles, and one of them was Isaac Yankum, an evil dentist.
Oh my God.
This is completely up your alley.
And if you didn't get it, I yank him.
Relevant video.
That's incredible. Oh, there's Isaac Yankum.
Oh, man. I'm still watching Mantar.
Mantar is one of the all-great, all-time...
Mantar!
What about the Yeti? The mummy that came out?
The mummy?
But they wouldn't...
In Nitro?
Yeah, but then... But for some reason, they couldn't call it the mummy, so they called it the Yeti?
Yeah, I don't know.
Japanese for Yeti.
I didn't know. If we're talking about the Japanese wrestlers, Japan has some of the best wrestlers I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Including a blow-up doll, a 7-year-old girl, and literally nobody.
Invisible wrestler.
Was it DDT? One of the Japanese promotions had a ladder as their champion.
Yeah.
Did you mention the blow up doll wrestler?
Yeah, mentioned the blow up doll.
It is literally a blow up doll.
Kenny Omega blow up doll match.
What's really great about the blow up doll, when you're fighting the invisible opponent, you know, you're going through all the moves yourself. Mm-hmm. But when you're fighting the blow up doll, somebody has to hold up the blow up doll. So this being a Japanese audience, they all politely ignore the guy who's actually fighting.
Yeah.
And there's just this dude throwing this blow-up doll around, and for some reason he's not the top of the card already.
No.
There's no justice in this world.
I also have posted one of my favorite clips, which is in RoboCop appeared on WCW.
Oh my god.
You're getting the greatest hits of like... The
hey guys, ebombsworld.com.
Nice.
Is the match booked?
I'm getting there. Sorry, I got distracted looking up that Mantar clip.
I'm sorry for mentioning Mantar.
Don't be sorry.
Hey guys, how often do you guys get to hear the words "I got distracted by looking up Mantar"?
Every day. Oh man, I still just love the crazier matches that happen, like the Stone Cold Booker T shopping grocery store match, where it was just Stone Cold just dragging Booker T through a supermarket, throwing stuff on him.
Oh,
just, he like smacking him into the...
Booker T was such a mess in WWF.
Oh man, I'm gonna look up. I'm gonna get the
Were you guys watching when WCW started, when WCW was just bought, and they did WCW matches in WWE? Did you see that?
Oh.
Like, the first one was, the first WCW match on WWE was Booker T versus Buff Bagwell for the championship. It was top of the card. And nobody knew who the hell either of them were, and they kept doing their little, like, gimmick poses and everything, and got no response, and eventually people just started walking out, and they started tinting the audience blue, so you couldn't see how many people were leaving. So, you know, once again, this is the fuck WCW train.
I've just posted a link to the clips of the supermarket match. I mean, really, the best part is the very end where Stone Cold leaves him on the counter and says, "Price check on Jackass," or something like that.
This guy doesn't even walk like RoboCop.
No, that's Booker T. Oh, we're talking about different.
The other clip.
Booker T doesn't even walk like RoboCop would be a fantastic thing to yell on the street.
Alright, I am ready when you guys are.
Okay.
Hey, I'm still watching Stone Cold Steve Austin gets ass kicked in
a... That is a 10-minute long video. We don't have that kind of time.
I posted the 3-minute version. Oh, and man, I forgot that he does the Grey Poupon joke as he's spraying it on Booker T's face.
There's one thing that Stone Cold Steve Austin stands for, is being classy.
Okay, I think how I'm going to run this is assume that the character generation is going to be posted alongside the first part if it gets cut into more than one part as like a bonus thing. So that's the assumption I'm going to work with. And since that's how we're going to act like it happened, that's how we're going to tell Ix to cut them. So let me know when you're ready, everybody. Is anyone not ready, I suppose? Good?
Is anybody not here yet?
I am ready.
Cool.
I'm here.
Jingle All the Way too.
All right. What's it with us in shitty Christmas movies today?
Well, because Jingle All the Way 2 was produced by WWE Films.
Was it right?
And Santino Marella, isn't it?
Yes,
okay,
it is.
That makes sense.
All right, I'm going to run and get some more water, because I've been talking a lot. And then we will come back from commercial and go into our next segment, if that's all right with everyone.
Fine by me. I hope people like Biff.
I like Biff.
Yeah, I do too. That's really, really good.
If anybody else wants to be Biff when it's your announcer turn, you can be Biff. I don't mind.
I have a game that I've been running on Google Hangouts as my archived, it's on YouTube and everything. So we've done 5 episodes so far, and one of the players, Joe, does a great Jesse the Body Ventura voice. And when he's on commentary, he's like, I'm just playing Jesse. He's so good at it. It's so funny.
Like, I looked at the Kickstarter and I saw like a t-shirt design that says, I messed with Big Zeke and all I got was decapitated. Mm-hmm. I really like that.
those shirts will be went out to some backers, and there will be some more available for purchase in a couple weeks.
You can get a decapitation shirt.
You too can get a I messed with Big Zeke and all I got was decapitated shirt.
That is really good.
It's good, yeah. That's one of my... He's another monster character from early playtests. The Ozark Decapitator was his finishing move. He's a Rainmaker Lariat.
Oh, so man.
All right, I'm going to get some water. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Everyone, break.
I'm just going to sit here.
I wonder who's booked next. I bet it's the other two characters.
The other two wrestlers on the show.
But I am curious who's booked to win. If I had to guess, and I don't want to get metagamey, I'm pretty sure that Eve may have been originally booked to lose that match to build dramatic tension, but the cat's botch made creative be like, "No, screw that, screw you, Tommy."
Could be.
She's winning.
Yeah, that's I really like that. That was really fun. And I did enjoy the way that it's just toppling this mountain.
Yeah, just chop that tree one strike at a time. Also, the tree is a disgusting man who eats beans.
The tree is made of meat.
A disgusting bean man.
Ugh. All right, Garbad is back.
Disgusting bean man was his original gimmick in developmental.
Yeah, that's he rose through one of those I Want to Be a Wrestler reality shows, and that's what he went with.
Disgusting bean man. Why did you name yourself that, sir?
That was my birth name.
I'm just really glad I got to use a powerbomb at some point.
Yeah.
That's what I was here for.
Yeah, I should open up the page of good high-flying moves. I like that there's a page of that in the basic move handout with diagrams.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now.
So helpful.
I was mainly looking at Wikipedia and a list of wrestling moves. Where is that in the book?
Do you have the play aids open? It's one of the two things linked.
I have the...
I mean, it's probably somewhere in the whole book proper, but that's 162 pages, which, while the Pleiades are 12 pages.
So oh, here it is. The Archive.
Easier to find.
I got it.
Where is it?
In the Pleiades, it's page 8, 9, and I... Yeah, 8 and 9 are diagrams of various wrestling moves.
Ah. Yeah, yes. Where's the Pleiade? I didn't get that.
Okay. There you go.
Thank you.
Little illustrations. Super Kick is a classic. The Boston Crab.
I love the Super Kick and many other wrestling things because of the elaborate entrance of Chad Deity. I love that play. I love it so much.
For the record, one of the characters I was considering was a junkie whose finisher was a sidekick called the Dirty Needle.
Oh, that's good. Man. That's a good one.
That is not a good one. We have different definitions here.
Look, pun-based wrestling is the highest form of wrestling, so, in my eyes.
Yeah.
The elaborate entrance of Chad Deity is about a jobber who sees his ticket to rising in a jobber who just loves the business and the art, who sees his ticket to a greater career in managing this really charismatic street hustler he finds in New York, who's Indian, but he gets given a Middle Eastern terrorist gimmick because of course he does.
Yeah.
And there's a whole monologue about how hard he fights to make his finishing move anything but the camel clutch. It's a good play.
I heard it was really good. It either happened like right before I moved to Chicago, or
yeah,
because there was like a big a well received production of it in Chicago.
It was the premiere.
That was the premiere. Yeah, either right before I moved here, or I was like in school or something and missed it.
So I believe we're all returned from whatever, from commercial. So.
All right.
Is there anything? Are we good so far in terms of kind of communicating the rules and kind of getting things in progress?
Sure.
Does anyone have any like questions that they've been holding back on, or hey, I don't understand this at this point that I should mention before we go on?
I am square, speaking for myself.
Cool.
And no one's saying otherwise. Okay. Right. Let me just do one quick introduction in case we get a break there. Okay, great. That was, I'm going to go ahead and call that a success.
Awesome. Yeah, I really enjoyed
that. Was really
playing.
Fun.
That was fun. Yes, thanks, guys.
I got to do that voice. Six is going to be so mad at me. He hates when I do that voice.
Yeah, I was totally ready to try and wrap this all up in a tag team match, but I think we had enough time going. And,
yeah.
Like, people were starting to kind of flag, so just finish strong.
Yeah.
Solo matches.
Hey, that final match was a pretty good match, if I do say so myself.
Well, I think so far, I think every match I've been involved in has been really good.
So every match so far, congratulations!
Yeah.
You're two for two.
Mm-hmm. I was pretty happy with the part where I got kneed in the head three times.
I think one of them was an elbow. There was an elbow in there as well.
That's true.
Yeah, I really enjoyed. I liked how my character got to take down the can opener.
See, Johnny Young Bosch was the name of like one of the original Black Ranger. You see,
that seems like a deep cut to me.
Okay,
yeah, I mean, I came up with Eve Young by just saying like Eve, and then I think it was a reference to Mae Young, the female wrestler who passed away last year.
I got Tommy the Cat from the song Tommy the Cat. I don't know if you guys have heard it, but it's a song. It's a song about a cat who is talking about, and he rarely tells stories, but this time he does, about a female cat who came looking for the best cat
and he was the best cat because he is Tommy the Cat. And I figured, of course that should be a wrestler.
Of course that should be a wrestler.
It's a good song, though.
Nice. Yeah, I think I think we did a good job of taking his misogyny gimmick and making it not terribly offensive.
Yeah, that's why I said tiggled bitties instead of the alternative. So
I appreciate that. Good. Yeah, that was probably a good choice.
He's like, but it also kind of fits if he's like this southern.
And having to deal with network sensors.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Plan on him being southern, but it was just appropriate.
I mean, there's a lot of there's a long tradition of southern evil managers in wrestling. So.
Oh, just so you guys know, I did find the theme song for the show in general. If you guys would like to listen.
Oh dear, what is this? Of course. Oh, I forgot that. That's the best kind of callback. That was just like 2 hours ago, and I already forgot.
Yeah. Hopefully. I didn't.
That's right. I have the video that I'm going to link to whoever does the music for this as inspiration for the can opener's intro.
I've been looking forward to this for a while.
Yes.
I just wish videos faster, because for some reason...
Is your finishing move the ham?
Yes. Of course it is.
That's fantastic.
Like, is it actually called the ham bone? Because it kind of has to be.
I think so, probably. I have linked this video to so many people, and they always get so mad. I can't imagine why. Oh, man.
All right, guys. Well, this was fun. Thank you very much for having me. I have to go to bed.
Yeah.
Same. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah. It's the part where he gets the slide whistle is so good.
That is a slide whistle. I'm gonna have to watch this whole thing.
Sometimes I think you people are not the same species as the rest of us, Nate.
There we go. I posted Tommy the Cat if you guys want to listen to an actual good song.
I don't see what's so bad about this.
an actual good song.
You
wouldn't,
because you have Alabama DNA. You just would.
Yeah, guys, do you have an idea when this will go up?
Oh, strike will go up starting on the 31st, probably concluding on the 7th. So the 14th of February is my guess.
Perfect. Oh, how romantic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
I'm subscribed to Valentine's Day special. But drop me a line also, and I'll make sure to get the link out to my circles and everything.
Right. Damn, you know what game we should have done and had go up on Valentine's Day? Fucking Monster Hearts.
I'm down for playing Monster Hearts. I have so many Monster Hearts characters.
I really want to do an Avery McDonaldo month on the show and, like, invite her to be a guest on at least one of them.
That'd be cool.
Is that the person who did Monster Hearts?
Yes.
Or who is that? Okay.
She's the designer of Monster Hearts and many other things. Yes.
We have a lot of cool guests on the show. Everybody's cool.
I'm glad I could break your streak.
No!
guys, again, very fun. I'll see you around the internet.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. We managed to get multiple people to 4 Heat and 4 Audience in the first show.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of also, you know, threw the hot stuff at each other because I knew it would be fun.
Threw the hot stuff at each other.
Yeah.
Stuff we do. Coming your way.
Hot stuff incorporated. Sure. All right. Good night, guys.
Night.
All right.
I'm just going to listen to this video on repeat.
You would.
And that's how you would... Maybe that was at the can opener's like bedtime song they put on, and that's why he's the way he is.
I'm cutting the call because I can't take this anymore.